Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass, and there is just a cleanup session inside the studio. Anybody care to share why?
Well, I was going to say, and it's you mentioned it earlier, that we're all kind of we're looking dapper today.
We're looking fancy.
Yeah, looking fancy. I think anytime somebody, you know, like a governor or any kind of person like that walks in, I can't wait to see what Steak's wearing today.
Yeah, you know that's a good point.
That's going to be like a three-piece suit. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be I told myself I wouldn't do this. It's going to be like Robert Alford on the post-game show with Randy last.
How far do you think that pocket handkerchief is going to be hanging out of his front pocket?
Pretty good.
And that's
going to be hanging. It's going to have the three, you know, three mountaintop look. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's all folded.
All right. Do we want to take bets on what color it is?
I'm
going to say, no, red's a good color. Red might be blue. A good color. I think it's going to be blue. I think it's going to be a light blue.
Blue a lot.
It's going to be light blue.
He might do like that Tulane blue.
I was just thinking there would be like a Georgia theme.
Oh, they have a blue.
Yeah. It's definitely going to have a Georgia theme. And they, you know, Governor Kim's been in here before with Steak, and they've talked a lot about being at Georgia football games and everything like that. It's not, I mean, we do sports radio. It's one of the more sports conversations you'll ever hear is when Steak has the governor in here. I know he's a politician, but it's all they talked about last time he was in here was Georgia football.
That's all they're talking about this time from what I hear. Never mind. I completely lost, like, my mind just went right away.
Was it Robert Alford?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. I have a – do you own a tuxedo?
Not really. I have the jacket, yes.
I got one for a wedding one time years ago. I don't even know. I was like 15 pounds lighter then. I don't know if it'll fit me anymore, but
yeah.
Man, if I'd have thought about it, I'd have worn it in today. Yeah. Like when Jim did in the office. It's just awkwardly have a tuxedo on.
I'd like to sit there front row wearing a tuxedo t-shirt. No, I have the jacket. I don't have like the actual shirt or the tie or the pants with the little, you know, satin look on the edge.
Yeah.
But I have a jacket that I've worn to like a black tie wedding before, and like I just wear like black slacks, even though Arch doesn't like that the name.
The pants.
That. Yeah. Just
suit
black pants. Suit pants. Slacks is what I call. I don't know. I got golf pants on today. It is what it is.
Well, yes, Governor Kemp is joining Steak on the Steakhouse today. Rusty Manziel is coming in as well. So it's going to be a Georgia football themed show today. But tonight, we've got the NFL season opener. Now, this is the Eagles versus the Cowboys. I know we get up early in the morning, but are the both of you going to stay up to watch this one?
Yeah, the first half, for sure. I just can't guarantee that I'm going to be able to stay awake that whole time. I just can't. Like, there's no guarantee. I'm going to watch the game, but there's a really, 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 really good chance I'm going to fall asleep.
My, how the turntables. This guy over here in fatherhood just going to bed all early and putting the kid to sleep and all that. I used to catch so many strays from this man about my situation.
I always
talk trash about.
No, I never. That's not why I make fun of you.
And
I make fun of you.
It's
why I make fun of you because. You know what? I'm not gonna
be careful. I was gonna say
mean.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna be mean. I'm gonna be
because
had nothing to do with your kid.
Okay.
What will you do tonight if you're watching the game and we see Dylan's face pop up on the screen?
I thought you were gonna say
what's your plan for
what
food?
Am I gonna do? I'm gonna pause it and take a picture of him in his Eagles gear.
That would be so amazing to
what
see Dylan on the game tonight.
Do you think we could pay Simone like just an unidentified amount of money to be like, hey, look, you need to talk Dylan into when he proposes, and we've already talked about that she wants it to be at the Eagles game, she should be like straight up, and you have to do it in Eagles jersey. Do you think we could just pay her to tell him that? I'm not saying to actually make him do that, but to like, she's a content creator, right?
Yeah.
We could like be like, hey, you need to record him and set up like a hidden camera and be like, hey, look, I've been thinking about it. And you know how I said, you know, propose an Eagles game? Like, you have to do it in an Eagles jersey if you're going to do it.
Can I tell you something?
You think he already is?
I mean this with a great deal of respect. Like, I have been around Simone a few times and I've, you know, known Dylan for quite a while. She has already told him exactly how that day is
for
going
sure,
to go down.
Which he's admitted.
And when I mean exactly, I mean every detail. So he's already got, she'll probably tell you he's already got his instructions. And
I'm
that's
sure
that.
She would. I just hope And maybe she already has said, hey, it needs to be in Eagles gear.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be wearing a black hoodie and proposing.
She probably just said no Falcons gear. I think that's probably
She probably did direct something. I did run the 4.4 miler with her.
Okay.
And when we finished, we took a couple of photos together. She goes, okay, I got to go. Dylan's waiting on me. And I'm like, wait, I drove myself here. Like, she got him to go. Like, drive her down there, drop her off, pick her up. I'm like,
it's a unique situation.
Teach me your ways, girl.
It's unique, man. He is, what does he always call himself? A supportive boyfriend.
He's extremely
very much
supportive
boyfriend. But I know that he's enjoying that time. Look, man,
maybe he'll bring a book to the game like A.J. Brown does.
I will say, I will be seeking out her content to see the banner drop in Philadelphia. You know, the team has talked about they're not a part of it because they're already looking to this season. But
Sirianni, he just sounds like such a smug, unhappy human being.
What, you didn't like? I love what he said about that. And it's the same thing that they've all said this entire offseason. We played Jordan Mailata, the left tackle. Remember, he's, you know, a New Zealander or is Australian or whatever. We played his comments. He's like, no, man, we're not defending champs. We just won last year.
Yeah,
we're doing it again. There's nothing to defend.
Which one is he? Is he a Kiwi or is he?
I don't know. I was thinking that the Kiwis are New Zealanders. Shane Van Gisbergen, everybody thinks he's Australian. He's a Kiwi. He's a New Zealander.
I don't think they like. I think they want to be separated.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, I mean, can you imagine going to Australia and be like, "Hey, man, how about that maple syrup?" You're like, "What?"
It's got to be like someone assuming you're from Canada.
I'm not from Canada.
Versus, yeah.
The maple syrup. Like, no, man, that's a completely different place. Completely different place.
Hey. Well,
the Chiefs are taking on the Chargers in Sao Paulo. I do wonder if Taylor's going to go.
Surely not.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, where else would she be? She's going to have her private jet flyer in.
Yeah.
She'll be there. She'll be there. She'll be in Brazil for like 5 hours.
You think so?
Yeah, 30 minutes before the game, 30 minutes after the game.
She didn't come to the game in Atlanta last year. Like, why is she going to Sao Paulo?
She wasn't engaged then. She doesn't have that bling to show off.
Is that what it is? They start changing once they get...
You all of a sudden become a left-hander?
Wasn't she also on tour then?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She'd already done her tour in Atlanta.
Yeah, three nights. Like, I need to stop back by. No, I mean, it's cool. I hope she's there. That's fine. I just hope they don't show her a million times.
They will show her a million times. Yeah. Now, the Falcons have apparently created a $6 million in cap space by restructuring wide receiver Darnell Mooney's deal. That is according to Field Yates.
Good. This seems very easy, right? I mean, I know that you're not kicking the can down the curb, but you're like offsetting this money. I think we all trust that Darnell Mooney's a big part of this team, don't we? Like, we all think that Darnell Mooney's a huge part of what this offense is moving forward, and having guys like him around Michael Penix for the next 4 years of Michael Penix's rookie contract, sure, lock him up and you know, kind of make that space available.
It's also just in case money. It's just in case you make a trade in the middle of the season for, you know, a contract and you need a little extra money. That's just, to me, that's just moving money around because you know he's going to be here next year, and that's that just in case money. That's the way I see it.
I agree.
Which is good.
What are we just encasing for, you think?
I just said if you need something.
I know, but like, is there anything you got your eye on?
I don't know, maybe a right tackle if something doesn't work out. I mean,
I didn't want to say it for you, but I was like,
I don't want to put that out there, but you never, maybe a right tackle.
You don't ever know.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but when you break camp and you have a 53-man roster, normally the entirety of that 53-man roster does not make it through the end of the season without missing a game or two.
Nor does the entire 53 count against the cap. There you go.
That's right. Only the top 48.
Yeah, there you go.
I do have unfortunate news for the Jets.
51.
Mike, I'm going to watch your face on this one. Elijah Vera Tucker.
Yeah.
may have suffered a...
I was like, oh God, what a... Yeah, I wouldn't know any better than you did on that one.
For those of you that don't know, when a name is mispronounced, Mike either has a comment or makes a face in this room.
I mean, he is
apparently the pronunciation guy.
You know, Allie's, what are we, 5 months in, Allie? I was like, yeah, that's not his name, but it's okay.
He may have suffered a season-ending torn tricep is what's happening here.
Devastating for this team. I got to tell you. I mean, he is one of the best players they have on offense. He's a captain. He is extremely good. And he plays at an all-pro level. And when you're trying to kind of mold an offense, specifically one that runs a lot, yikes. That's not good for them. Will Svitek had this injury 2012-ish. And, you know, it ended his season, and he was never quite the same, I believe. I don't know that he ever came back to Atlanta after that. So it was tough, man. A little brace on your tricep with, you know, you stuck at this angle, and there's pins all through your skin, things mm-hmm. like that. Rough rehab.
Well, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons post game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons post game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we do have some NBA news brewing with Kawhi Leonard. We'll break it down, what's happening there, and we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, one of my childhood heroes from back in Pensacola was done completely wrong back in the 80s. That situation was made right very recently. I'll tell you who it is and what happened.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.